I've got a question here from Georgia. I'll read this exactly as it's written because it does have some rather nice language, which I can't do better than. Georgia says, when you have something underwater, it gets really degraded and manky much quicker than it does on land. Do sea creatures experience this, Kate? And do they need special adaptations to stop them rusting? So why don't fish go rusty, basically?
Well, fish are not made of iron, so they don't rust as a metal would corrode. However, most creatures have some sort of mechanism for turning over the external surface of their body in order to cope with the harsh environment in which you live in, including humans. I mean, we're shedding skin cells that turn into dust that we have to dust from our homes.
It's 40,000 skin cells a second.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Tons. We have a mechanism.
Fish do the same thing.
Yeah, so fish will shed scales. Crustaceans and arthropods, actually, they go through more dramatic changes where they'll go through what's called a molt, where they literally grow a new exoskeleton and just pop out of the old one. So soft-shell crab is when you're harvesting crabs that are at that in-between phase where they've just popped out of their old exoskeleton and they haven't hardened up into their new one. So they basically will grow a new one and it'll be a soft, leathery surface that they're very vulnerable until it has a chance to deposit the hard materials that make it that hard crab surface.
But that's literally just replacing your surface. But what about suppressing things like microbes? Because they grow really well in wet, damp, gooey places. So these animals are continuously in contact with a damp environment that's bringing things in that could infect them. So do they have other adaptations to fend that off?
Yeah, so a lot of aquatic creatures will have a mucus layer over the surface of their body. Mantis shrimp actually are super slimy. Actually, every time I'm trying to, sometimes in my experiments, I need to glue something to them and it doesn't work very well because it just comes off. They're just so covered in this layer of slime that presumably has mechanisms of defense against microbes and infection, much like we have mechanisms of defense against that.